Simon & Schuster Audio presents Stardust by Joseph Cannon. Read by Boyd Gaines.
As it happened, Saul Lasner was also on the train. Ben spied him first on the red carpet at Grand Central, posing for photographers like one of his stars. Shorter than Ben remembered, his barrel chest wobbling on thin legs, stork-like, but with the same tailored look. Natty. He gave a quick, obligatory smile to the flashbulbs, then herded a group of men in suits onto the train, back to business. At Croton, where they switched over to the steam engine, most of the suits got off for the ride back to the city. But two stayed on through dinner, so Ben didn't have a chance to talk to him until they were past Albany. He'd been sitting near the rounded back of the car, smoking and staring out at nothing, when Lasner came in, holding a cigar. He nodded to Ben, not recognizing him, and for a moment Ben was tempted to let it wait. Talk later on the Army's time. The next few days were supposed to be his, little shrouds of time to wrap himself up in, prepare for the funeral, stare out windows, get used to it. The long-distance call to Danny's wife had taken hours to put through, her voice scratchy with bad connections or grief. "What kind of accident?" he had asked her.
"A fall. It's in the..."